A Vietnamese military band performed a tune seldom heard in world capitals Saturday morning, the national anthem of North Korea. The occasion was a meeting between Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Chet and North Korean Premier Kim Jong-il, who arrived in Vietnam for a five-day visit, a rare foreign trip for a North Korean leader. Kim says the purpose of the trip is to enhance the two countries' traditionally close relationship. Officials from both nations signed agreements Saturday on agriculture, sports, tourism, and cultural exchanges. Vietnam is one of the few countries that has friendly relations with North Korea, dating from when both were members of the Soviet bloc. The head of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party, Nam Duc Mang, visited Pyongyang earlier this month. But Hanoi's friendship with Pyongyang is not what it once was. Dung Chinh Thuc was Vietnam's ambassador to North Korea from 1992 to 1996. He says the success of Vietnam's free market reforms and the failure of Pyongyang's state-run economy have weakened relations. Thuc says trade between the two countries has shrunk to zero. He says many people think North Korea should study the Vietnamese and Chinese models. Paul French, an Asian market analyst and North Korea expert, says Vietnam's model may be attractive to Pyongyang because its reforms have not yet gone as far as those in China. In an email, French says North Korea will be interested in exploring Vietnam's model if it offers an economic boost without what Pyongyang might see as spiritual pollution. Much of Premier Kim's trip will be spent studying Vietnam's growing economy. Kim will meet with Vietnam's Ministry of Planning and Investment and visit a recently privatized coal mine and an export processing zone in Ho Chi Minh City. The two countries may also discuss the issue of North Korean asylum seekers, who sometimes use Vietnam as a gateway to South Korea. But former Ambassador Thuc says it may be some time before Pyongyang will imitate Vietnam's reforms and open up to the outside world. Thuc says North Korean officials often argue that Vietnam could open its doors because it was already unified, while North and South Korea are not. He says they worry that opening up might cause their political system to fall or their people to flee to the south. Cambodia and Laos are also on the North Korean premier's itinerary, but first he will travel on Tuesday to a country even more open than Vietnam, Malaysia. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.